gentlemen, the good times are back.
You're about to experience time travel to another decade, the 1960s.
It ain't a four on the floor, but it'll do in a clutch. So put the pedal to the metal and bring it all, because you're going to have a ball. Get ready to get up and get down with your bad self. It's time for Dickie Lee, and Lord have mercy, here come the Iceman.
The Iceman, I'm back here with the river, baby.
You gon' love her to death.
All right, let me sing a verse.
She the one with the blue dress song.
Oh! She the blue dress song.
Not long, all right.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know about you, Luther, but if you smoke that Park and Road, you
all you garage rock heads out there, this is Dick Lee, and you're listening to 60s Garage Rock from California. Hey, don't tell anybody, but it's the weekend. I'm going to be around for about the next 60 minutes, and I'm going to be spinning some of that great vinyl for you from the decade of the 1960s. You're going to be hearing some of that crackling and popping sound. All that is the sound of analog. As always, my co-host and my partner in crime, the Iceman, will be with me every week. He'll be making his observations of relationships and be answering telephone calls and emails. So, Iceman, I hope you got that big howl ready to go. And do you have anything that you would like to share with those garage rockheads out there?
I've been listening to the Iceman. I'm going to spin some cool grooves. Just sit back, close your eyes, and remember the 60s.
Five, five, four, four, three, three, two, one, one.
Kick those tires and light your hair on fire, baby. Crank up that volume. It's party time. Party time. Party time.
Get naked, baby.
Now you darlings, you get on in here and sit down next to Uncle Dickie and the Iceman, baby. It's vinyl time. And we're going to start the show off today with a group from across the pond. They were a Dutch group formed in 1967 at The Hague. Here they are with their smash hit, I'm Your Venus. A little bit of Shocking Blue. What a sound out of 1969. Mariska Veres and Shocking Blue.
60s.
Like, man, it's a psych out. See the pleasure lovers who live it like it is.
Get happy. Yeah.
When the truth is found.
Now, if you darlings haven't guessed already, baby, we're going to take you back on a magical mystery tour to the late 60s and early 70s and feature once again some of the great female rockers of the era. Up for you right now, we're going to go to San Francisco. The venue was the Fillmore Auditorium, the group The Jefferson Airplane. And here she is, none other than Grace Slick.
You better find somebody to
What a great female vocalist from the West Coast who fronted a group called the Jefferson Airplane. The Airplane appeared in June 1967 at the first Monterey Rock Festival, and then 3 years later in 1969 at Woodstock.
$1 million weekend. Thank God it's Friday.
Get down with your bad self.
Where the beat never stops.
Never stops.
That's right, darlings, that beat never stops. Nice man, cue it up, baby. What you got for us? Now, don't all you darlings forget that you're moving and grooving with Dickie Lee and the Iceman, baby. And we're laying some sounds on you today from some of the great female vocalists out of the 1960s and early 70s. Up for you right now is a psychedelic pop group from L.A. And man, were they ever a great one. They were fronted by a great singer by the name of Barbara Robison. Here they are, LA's own, the Peanut Butter Conspiracy.
Dark on you now.
wrong, baby, now. Love's voice feels dark on you now. Oh, swallow the sun, baby, now. Your flowers run, baby, now. Love's voice feels dark on you now.
Man, oh man, what a cool groove. Barbara Robinson with a peanut butter conspiracy.
Oh my gosh. The music just turns me on.
Down with your bad self.
Let's start the party.
Dickie Lee, this is for all the dummies out there who
like those oldies but goodies. Those rotten forgotten. Those flashes from the past. You know what I mean?
Iceman, I know what you mean, baby. I really do. Now, why don't you pick one of your favorite oldies and lay it on me right now?
Are you ready?
I'm ready, baby.
And now, California Garage Rock Nuggets. Rock Nuggets.
You're gonna love it today. Oh!
1966.
That's right, darlings, it was 1966. And from the national music scene, we're going to go back to the valley right now, and we're going to feature some of the great female vocalists that hail from various valley cities. Up first, we're going to go to Tulare, California. Her name was April Silva. The year was 1966, and this was cut at Harmony Studios in Los Angeles. So here she is, April Silva, being backed by the Brimmers. And April, tell us all about how that dude is under your thumb. It's time to move your mind. The Iceman, well, he made up a new word and he said he wants to lay it on all of you right now. So Iceman, lay it on us, baby.
Are you ready? It's wonderful. Yes, that putting the fun and the wonderfulness together. You want to hear it again? Wonderful. Ah, I'm proud of that original word.
Iceman, that's a very cool word, man. I really dig it. And right now we're going to put a very cool, wonderful sound on you, baby. We're going to stay in that Tulare area right now, and we're going to feature another great female vocalist. Her name was Sally Hamilton, and she's with a group based out of Tulare called The Charades, and what a group they were. They were formed in the late 1950s and were known for their doo-wop and R&B sounds. Man, these guys could play it all. They're dear friends and I never get tired of listening to their music. Up for you right now, we're going to feature the female vocalist of the group, Sally Hamilton. Here she is, and Sally, you tell us all about how this is a last dance.
Mm-hmm.
my last chance. Romance tonight. I need you by me, beside me, to guide me, oh, to hold me, to scold me, 'cause when I'm bad, I'm a zombie. So let's dance that last dance. Let's dance.
What a sound, and what a group. Sally Hamilton with The Charades.
This is Jethro's Rivet Chicken Palace. What you want?
Hey, Iceman, this is Eric. I'm the son of Luke Hernandez, singer of the original singer of one of the Revlons. Can you play one of the Revlon songs?
Man, we'll pull that out and play it for you.
From Tulare, we're going to travel southward to Bakersfield, California. And Eric, thank you for calling in, man. And up for you right now, we want to feature your mom singing this track. Out of 1963, Lucy Hernandez and the Revlons. Rock heads out of Bakersfield, you should be extremely proud of this group. Wow, what a tremendous female vocal act.
With Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
They understand.
You guys are the best.
You guys rock.
I love them.
Hi, Dick. This is Ed Kasasha. Played in a Fresno band called Sunshine Daydream. Just absolutely want to thank you for the show you're putting together and the website and everything you're doing to remember what was really an amazing creative explosion that came out of really the middle of nowhere in the Central Valley.
Keep the faith, baby.
Bye!
Thanks for calling in, Ed, and man, do I ever remember that Sunshine Daydream. What a great group. And for the rest of you darlings, we hope you're enjoying some of these great female vocalists and performers from the 1960s. A lot of them were based on the West Coast. Up next for you, one that played frequently at the Troubadour in L.A. Her backing band was a little group called the Stone Ponies. It later morphed into the Eagles. Here she is out of 1974, the incredible sounds of Miss Linda Ronstadt. What can I say? Just the incredible sounds of Miss Linda Ronstadt.
Will I be loved?
It's a program that'll keep you happy. The real cool hits of the 60s.
You're blowing my mind.
I can take it, man. Take it easy now, man. Don't get dirty.
Okay, now keep the faith, okay?
Keep the faith, baby.
I gotta tell you, Iceman, you are one guy that is really hard to get a hold of.
Ah! This is Ed Whittier, man. We just love you to death, man.
Bob, what are you doing, partying? You blowing your mind, baby?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Iceman, you better be nice to all those callers out there, baby, or I'm going to come over there and I'm going to thump you on your noggin. Now, what groove are you going to lay on us that'll put smiles on our ears?
Away.
year was 1963, the place Detroit, Michigan, and the vaults of Motown. The incredible sounds of the Marvelettes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the good times are back.
1960.
That's right, darlings, it was 1960, man, and we hope all of you out there are enjoying some of these tracks of the great female singers of the 1960s and early 70s. Up for you right now, we're going to go back to Motown. This is a track that was written by Carole King and her husband, Jerry Goffin. Here they are, the Shirelles. Rock heads and darlings, as I always say, this is the Iceman of Dickie Lee's favorite time of the show, where we're able to talk with and interview some of these great rock and roll legends from the 1960s. On the line today, as always, we have another real treat for you. She was the front person and lead singer for a great group that was based out of Los Angeles. They were called Sweetwater. Her name is Nancy Nevins, and she, along with Janis Joplin, Lydia Pence, and Grace Slick, made up a group of great female singers that fronted bands on the West Coast during that time era. Let's listen in as Nancy talks about how important it was back in the 60s and 70s to be a songwriter and also a great musician and a singer. So Nancy, take it away.
I kind of wish someone would start talking about this drastic difference. You know, even when we're having this interview, you're mentioning artists from the 50s, and we mentioned Chuck Berry, and then we mentioned then the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, but you know, songwriting is not important anymore, like the other stuff. You know, you can sing anything if you look right. Auto-tune, anybody can sing. Sing it, no problem. Out of pitch, no problem, right? Beat, we'll just speed it up, we'll fix it. Celebrity got to be more important than artistry. These are a big, big issues.
I know, I think you bring up a really good point, Nancy. That back in the day, I know we didn't have all these special effects like you mentioned, such as auto-tune, or the ability to speed up songs, lower them, put them in different keys, and also use what's called a harmonizer so people don't have to have someone else sing in harmony. They just double and triple their voices. One of the big things that I've noticed after interviewing many people over the years is that they talk about this fat sound that we got back on the recordings back in the day. They said it was fat, and also there was a lot of harmonics. And I think that was due because we didn't have click tracks. And also, the other aspect too, it was analog. Today's sound is pure digital ones and zeros, so it's perfect. And sometimes that perfectness is what distracts you. You listen to some of the older songs by some of these groups, such as the Rolling Stones or Creedence Clearwater Revival, and you notice that the song sort of speeds up or slows down, and also that it's fuller and fatter. It sounds more rough, and that's what we mean, I think, by being fatter and having more harmony. So you think more people should talk about this. Is that correct?
I kind of wish they would. It has to begin with a rebellion, and nobody's doing it right now that I can see or hear. Very few. An album is a show. It's got a beginning and a middle and an end. There's a certain reason why a song is put in behind another one and so on. I used to be shocked when I would hear people say, oh, just skip that song on an album. Just skip that song. The album is organized for a thematic purpose. It's a show of one thing. And so the songs take you to the arc and then out, right? Uh-huh. So there was a reason why a certain song was the first track, and there was a reason for the second track, and so on. And that was sort of the fun of creating an album. If it doesn't matter now, they've just got that one song, they'll just throw it on anywhere, right? But I've been shocked when people have said that, you know, I hear kids say that, like, oh, just skip that song. Why? The thing about this technology and this great ease of creating music, now music is something we take for granted. We don't see that as a great way to relieve yourself of anything. It's now just taken for granted. It was such an escape from life. Music was just a place to go and relax. Whether I was listening to it or was performing, there's music all around. You know, just in nature there's music. So music is something that we need and that, you know, we have to fight sometimes to hang on to. I think music actually serves people. Even if you're in your earbuds and you're like this, or like we were, because I can remember as a kid cruising along Lowrider with my pal, Diane, and we would Lowrider into Hollywood and listen to the Beatles Come Together. And it created this kind of a mood, and it helped us find our place. Uh-huh. You know, I think there's a point in life where you're looking for your place. Yeah. Where do I belong? What can I do in this place?
More music, the legends of rock and roll.
Don't you, darlings, forget that you're moving in a grooving with Dickie Lee and the Iceman, baby. Hey, and it's time to get out those purple shoes, those bell-bottom pants, and that green shirt. The year was 1969. The place, Bethel, New York. The event, Woodstock. The first rock and roll group to perform on that day was none other than Sweetwater out of L.A. The lead singer and front person for the band, Miss Nancy Nevin. So, darling, take it away and tell us all about that motherless child.
Oh,
yet another great female vocalist from the West Coast for you. Her name was Nancy Nevins, and she fronted the great psychedelic group based out of LA called Sweetwater.
Is another radio classic from the 60s.
You know?
Up next, the Ice Man and Dickie Lee. We're going to lay one of our favorite tracks on you, darling, so you better get ready for it. I guarantee this will make you want to move and groove. And as the Ice Man says, baby, this will put a cut in your strut, a glide in your stride, and some shaker in your money maker, man. So you get that darling out there in the dance floor. It's time for Ike and Tina Turner.
It's rough. But we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're gonna do the finish. Rough.
Get down with your bad self.
I'm here. We're rolling. Rolling. Rolling on the river. Listen to the story. Left a good job
down in the city.
Working for the man every night.
Better get ready to shake that booty. Here we go.
Take your clothes off, mama, throw them in the air.
Hey, Ice Man, you're looking real chipper today, man. What, were you out real late last night hound-dogging around?
Oh, my gracious, I tell you, it feels so good. I ate 4 pounds of dog food before I got here, man. Made me get my virility up, you understand? I feel so good tonight.
Man, I can't believe it, Ice Man. I tell you, I got a phone call from Wicked Wanda this morning, and she says you were outside last night howling at the moon, acting like some old junkyard dog. But, Ice Man, what do you have to say? Has that dog food affected you? Yeah, man, I think it has. Now, you better not bite me.
Another cruising classic.
Put the top down and the radio up. Good times and great oldies.
The memories are here.
Hey, baby, it's time to slow it down and get tight with that lady of yours. Get her on the dance floor, squeeze her tight, whisper sweet nothing in her ear. No matter how muddled the puddle, how great the mistake, my love for you is near addiction. Have mercy!
a great track, Iceman, and we want to tell all you dudes out there, though, an important announcement. Don't you get that doll in the ears too close, or she might be able to feel those lumpy bits, man. For you right now, we're going to head back to the Valley, darlings, and we're going to feature a group that was based out of Fresno. And this is one of the featured vocalists of the group. Her name, Jeannie Sanders. Really dig on this great cover of The Rose.
That leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger. And I say love, it is a flower, and you, it's only seed. It's a heart afraid of breaking that never learns to dance. It's a dream afraid of waking that never takes a chance. It's the one who won't be taken, who cares.
Track, man, the soulful sounds of a dear friend, Jeannie Sanders. This is Dickie Lee and the Iceman, baby. Who's this on the bat phone?
All right, it's Josephine from the Bronx.
Iceman, you gotta help me out, man. We've got Josephine on the line. And man, what do you think about that voice of hers?
Get naked, baby.
How are you?
Oh, man, I'll tell you, Josephine, the Iceman and Dickie Lee, baby, we feel a lot better now that we're talking with you.
Me too. I'm so excited.
My, oh, my, Iceman. I don't know what we're going to do with this Josephine. I wonder if she did what you told her to do. Did you, Josephine?
I know, but I've got a...
Potty mouth, potty mouth.
I remember.
Now, Josephine, thanks for calling in, darling. I want you to know that the Iceman, well, he's on that floor and he's grabbing his chest. I think we're going to have to get that defibrillator out for him. And we hope you and all of our other Garage Rock kids out there are enjoying this show, which features some of these great female artists and performers during the 1960s and 70s. Now, Josephine, we haven't forgotten about you, darling. We're going to get to that request. We're going to go back to the national scene. Up for you right now is a brother and sister duo. And man, what a tremendous vocal group they were. The year was 1969. Here they are, LA's own Richard and Karen Carpenter.
think I'm gonna be sad. I think it's today. Yeah. The boy that's driving me mad is going away. He's got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride, and he don't care. He said that living with me was bringing him
out of 1969, yet another great female vocalist from the West Coast, Karen Carpenter.
The beat never stops.
You know who it is.
I love you guys.
Radio's up.
You guys are so awesome.
They play a nice variety of music.
I love the music they play.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you for doing this show, Dickie.
A lot of big air hugs and to all you darlings out there. We really do appreciate it. And if you want to hear a record, you get a hold of us right here at this station, man. And the Iceman will go out dumpster diving and he'll find that record and then we'll spin it for you.
Get naked, baby!
Attack of the Lumpy Bits.
Just pull yourselves a little closer and feel the lumpy bits.
And Dallas, if you could feel those lumpy bits, well, let me break it down in scientific terms. You're getting fat. And Iceman, I hate to ask, man, but you look like you might have a few extra lumpy bits. What are your measurements?
What am I? Let me see. 42, 75, 87.
Well, Iceman, don't feel bad, baby. I think that my smooth six-pack has developed into a full-fledged pony keg.
Ladies and gentlemen, the good times are back.
1969.
You leave your home for days.
Up next, we want all of you dollars to get on in here with Uncle Dickie the Iceman, baby, and sit on his magic carpet. Because we're going to take you for a ride back to 1969 to San Francisco. The venue was the Fillmore West. The group was Cold Blood.
Got
the artist Lydia Pence. And Lydia, tell us all about how you're a good woman and your man's been treating you wrong.
Treat me like dirt. Oh, listen here, I don't go nowhere. You know you don't even take me out if I put on my dress, baby. All you wanna do is start a fight. But even my next door neighbor, y'all know the shape I'm in. They're all but you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna move away from here. Lord, I ain't gonna be hurt anymore. Such a good woman, such a good woman, such a good woman, such a good woman. That old clock on the wall says it's about time for the Iceman and Dickie Lee to boogie. We're going to leave you today with a track that was written by the Brothers Gibb for a tremendous soul artist out of San Francisco. Her name was Janis Joplin, and man, was she ever a tremendous artist. She played frequently at the Fillmore, the Avalon, was also at the Monterey Pop, and then Woodstock. Now you really need to check out her arrangement and version of this track. And don't you forget to come on in here next week and join the Iceman and Dickie Lee, baby. We'll be all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and we'll bring you some more of these great sounds out of the 60s and 70s. Until then, we'll see you on the flip side.
Yeah. Ooh, everybody say you can do anything.
Man, oh man, some of that blue-eyed soul from San Francisco's Janis Joplin.
And I've been loving you, babe, in my brain. Oh, I can see your face again. I know my frame of mind.
Keep shaking your booty, little baby. Do the twist. Do the word. But if you got time, do the jerk. Remember, baby, don't be L7. And I'll catch you on the flip side. Till next time, this is the Iceman saying, oh.